From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley remains optimistic that school resource officers will be assigned to three county school districts when classes resume in September. The County Legislature Public Safety Committee last week rejected a proposal that the county pay a portion of the cost of having the officers assigned to the Cairo-Durham, Windham Ashland Jewett, and Greenville schools. The purpose of having SROs in the school is for security and to act as role models for students, according to the resolution. According to an informal poll of people on Main Street in Catskill conducted by Zuckerman August 22nd, the idea of putting armed law enforcement officers in county schools is a good one. Protecting children in the wake of recent mass shootings, teaching children to respect the police, and allowing officers to form a bond with the community were just a few of the reasons cited by those polled. Seeley plans to meet with the legislature to discuss the program again and is optimistic it will pass, he said, adding the public support the program. The sheriff's office will seek out grants once the resource officers are in place to help defray some cost. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Larry Rulison is reporting for the Times Union. Kinderhook Bank Corp's net income for the first 6 months of 2018 was $2.3 million, up from $700,000 during the same period last year. Kinderhook Bank has 10 area branches and $637 million in assets as of the end of June, up from $664 million the previous year. The first half results included $322,000 in merger-related costs from the bank's acquisition of Patriot Federal Bank in November 2017. Kinderhook Bank was established in the village of Kinderhook in 1853. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Republican gubernatorial candidate Marcus Molinaro slammed the administration of Democrat Andrew Cuomo, calling it, and I quote, the most corrupted state government in the country, end quote. Molinaro made the charges during a campaign appearance in Kingston August 22nd. Molinaro discussed public policy and took questions from the audience for nearly 45 minutes during the town hall-like event. He vowed to establish term limits for state office, reduce property taxes, centralized and streamlined Medicaid at the state level. He also wants to allow fracking along the southern tier and medical marijuana, but draws the line at recreational use. He said he supports the Second Amendment, but does not believe that teachers should be armed. As for marriage equality, Molinaro said, and I quote, it is the law of the land and now recognized as a constitutional right, end quote. He does not support, and I quote, the establishment of sanctuary anything, end quote. Regarding President Donald Trump, Molinaro said, and I quote, I am not distancing myself from anything. If the president does something that works for us, I'm going to say it. If the president does something that doesn't work for us, I'm going to say that too. But I'm going to be respectful about how we do it. The governor, Cuomo, spends every day wanting to talk about the president, probably because he doesn't want us talking about property tax and corruption, end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. The odds are decreasing that incumbent Republicans John Faso and Claudia Tini will keep their congressional seats, according to an analysis by CQ Roll Call. The 19th and 22nd congressional districts moved from tilt Republican to toss-up August 21st as Roll Call upgraded the Democrats' chances in 30 districts and improved the Republican outlook in two races. Faso is facing attorney Antonio Delgado, and Tini is being challenged by Assemblymember Anthony Berdissi. Nathan L. Gonzalez, an election analyst for Roll Call, said, and I quote, their reelection chances shouldn't be regarded as any better than a toss-up at this point, end quote. 538's new forecasting model is also calling the Faso-Delgado race a toss-up. 538 estimates that both the Faso Delgado and Tini Brindisi races will be decided by a handful of points. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.